It's Thursday, the 11th of April, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Vice President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah has warned foreign diplomats against interfering in Namibia's internal politics as it sets a dangerous precedent. Nandi-Ndaitwah was speaking at SWAPO Central Committee meeting at Parliament this morning. It comes after envoys met with the Independent Patriots for Change party to discuss matters including the upcoming elections. Local public policy analyst Dr. Marius Kudumo weighs in.
The behavior and actions of diplomats are managed according to conventions. But I don't think we need to overreact on every matter that happens, because diplomats have been meeting with civil society organizations. They have meeting with political parties and with government. That is part of their work. But obviously, you don't expect them to influence domestic politics. I don't think it's necessary for Namibia to overreact on every matter.
Meanwhile, in South Africa, economic freedom fighters leader Julius Malema says he can offer investors something the country's current rulers can't, namely clarity, consistency, and transparency. News 24 reports that Malema acknowledged that investors might fear his party's policies, which include nationalizing mines and expropriating land without compensation, but says they'd value more certainty. The European Union says last year's coup in Niger could result in a surge in irregular arrivals to the EU.
Niger's junta had repealed the law, saying it was reassessing its relations with former Western allies who condemned last year's coup. The law, which made it illegal to transport migrants through Niger, was passed in 2015 as the number of people traveling across the Mediterranean Sea from Africa reached record highs. The Home Affairs Commissioner of the EU says the military takeover of power in Niger was concerning, as it could lead to a lot of new migrants heading to Europe in a very difficult and dangerous situation. According to the United Nations, more than 45,000 people have entered the EU so far this year, outside of regular border crossings. The EU has since been pushing to reduce irregular migration from the Middle East and Africa by tightening borders and restricting its asylum laws. European Union lawmakers on Wednesday approved a major revamp of the bloc's migration laws, hoping to end years of division over how to manage the entry of thousands of people without authorization. Ajek Mangut, Abuja.
The UN nuclear watchdog is holding an emergency meeting after Russia and Ukraine accused one another of attacking a nuclear power plant.
The Austria-based IAEA is holding an emergency meeting, but reports say it's unlikely to find out who is really behind the drone attacks. The IAEA says there's no immediate nuclear danger from the damage, but further hits could result in a severe accident affecting people and the environment in Europe and Asia. The nuclear power plant has not been producing power since late 2022. The same year as Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, but it still needs to be active to prevent a nuclear meltdown. Both Russia and Ukraine have accused each other of attacking the plant in the past 2 years, although the UN nuclear body has refrained from assigning blame on either party. Ishan Kirk, Brussels.
And finally, MultiChoice Namibia hosted table talks under the theme Content All Around You in Wintercon Wednesday. As the biggest funder of content in the country, MCN touched on Ombura, the second phase of its local content project, which will produce 6 films, 1 documentary and a lifestyle series. MultiChoice Namibia Corporate Affairs Manager Elzita Birkes.
The MultiChoice team has really outdone itself this year, taking our value offer to new heights, using the latest technology to enhance accessibility, boosting the number of platforms we offer as we develop our hyper-local strategy of authentic Namibian content for African audiences.
Find all these stories and more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.